This past week saw another act of radical Islamic terrorism on American soil, as a radicalized Muslim drove a rental truck on a bike path in New York City, which resulted in numerous deaths and injuries. The attack took less than $200 to perpetrate. The person who committed this act entered the U.S. through a visa program, which was not based on merit, but through a random lottery where you literally got the golden ticket. With us now to discuss this element of our immigration system and ideas which this attack reminds us are in need of priority, from Numbers USA is Chris Chmielewski. How are you today, Chris?
Good. Thanks for having me.
And learn more about the topic of immigration in America. NumbersUSA.com is the website for, of course, Numbers USA. And as I said, the terrorists got into the country in 2010 through what was called the Diversity Visa Lottery. Detail what that program was all about.
Sure, yeah. It was a program that was created almost 30 years ago now. And essentially what it is the United States hands out 1.1 million green cards every single year. That's legal permanent residency. So those are folks that come in legally, they get a green card, they're going to stay here permanently, and they can eventually earn citizenship after a certain amount of time. And about 50,000 of those green cards are reserved for this lottery program. And that's exactly what it is. There's no sugarcoating to it. It is a random lottery. It's folks from around the country or from around the world. There are certain countries that are eligible for it. If you have a high number of immigrants come to the United States through our other immigration programs, you're not allowed to participate. That's why they call it the quote-unquote diversity visa lottery. But essentially, you pay a small fee, you meet a couple of very, very basic requirements, and you're in the lottery, and every single year the State Department pulls out 50,000 names. And as you said, they win the ultimate prize. They get a path to U.S. citizenship.
So comparing the normal means of immigration through the system as if you were coming from, let's say, immigrating from Spain, for example, and you just want to come into America and become an American citizen. How is the vetting different, or is there any difference in the vetting in the diversity visa lottery versus the standard normal immigration process?
So there's not too much of a difference in the vetting process. And the example that you gave, which makes it somewhat ironic, is that most European countries can participate in the diversity visa lottery because, again, it's reserved for countries that don't send already a large number of immigrants. So most immigrants that are coming into the United States every single year are coming from Mexico, China, and India. And there's a number of other countries that are excluded, but Europe is a huge beneficiary of these visa lotteries, visas. So the vetting isn't much different, but there is a high representation of countries that are terrorist hotbeds that are eligible for the visa lottery. For example, most of the Middle East. The largest recipient of visa lottery green cards in the last most recent year reported was Iran. So we have Iranians who could potentially have connections to terrorism earn a green card through the visa lottery. And the problem with it is they are going through a vetting process, but you know, the country of Iran, they're not a friendly country with us. We don't necessarily have, you know, they don't have an FBI database that we can run background checks on when we're vetting these folks. So we have to trust their answers in their interviews that they have with immigration agents before they are allowed into the country.
Once again, it seems like we have to react to prevent something that's already been perpetrated, in this case, an act of domestic terrorism. Why was this program allowed to exist? Had there been any warnings or concerns about the diversity visa lottery before this past week?
Yeah, we've seen other terror threats have come through the program. A sleeper cell up in Michigan, there was a member, an individual that was leading a sleeper cell up in Michigan a few years ago that also came in on the visa lottery. So there is a history of recipients of the visa lottery posing a national security threat here in the United States once they get here. So there is this history. There have been a few efforts by Congress to end the program. Again, the visa lottery was created as part of this giant comprehensive immigration bill 30 years ago. So You know, it was probably created just to get a certain small block of votes in support of the bill way back in 1990. So, and it was actually originally created, it had a special carve-out for Irish citizens because they thought that the Immigration Act of 1990 would essentially end immigration coming from Ireland. So there was a group of Irish senators who pushed for its inclusion in the bill, as well as Irish House members that pushed for its inclusion in the bill too. So again, Congress has tried to actually the massive Gang of Eight amnesty bill from several years ago, that was going to end the visa lottery. Of course, the downside to it was it was going to end the 50,000 visa lottery green cards and replace it with about 1 million green cards to replace it. So it was, you know, trading a nickel for a dollar sort of a deal. But there have been efforts again over the last 20 years by Congress to end the program.
So Chris Chmielewski from Numbers USA about the Diversity Visa Lottery Program, numbersusa.com. You'll learn more about this and other immigration-related issues, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Two claims have come out of the events in the past week. The claim was that Senator Chuck Schumer was one of the driving forces in creating the Diversity Visa Lottery Program, to which Senator Schumer made the claim that both he, along with the rest of the Gang of Eight, his words to, I'm paraphrasing, but nevertheless, he claims that they eliminated the Diversity Visa Lottery Program. Those two claims, either one have more truths or fallacies to them.
Well, again, Schumer was a big part of the immigration bill, the massive immigration bill that created the Visa Lottery Program in the first place. The Gang of Eight bill did, as I said, which Schumer was one of the lead sponsors. He was a key member of the Gang of Eight. It did eliminate the visa lottery. So actually, both of them are true. You know, they got really down to the nitty-gritty when they were fact-checking the statement by the president. Did Chuck Schumer, the visa lottery, the creation of the visa lottery was not part of the original immigration bill. It was added as an amendment. Now, the amendment wasn't supported by, or I'm sorry, it wasn't offered by Schumer, but by default, he ended up voting to create the visa lottery by including it in that massive immigration bill. And again, the intent of the Gang of Eight bill wasn't to end the visa lottery. The intent of the Gang of Eight immigration bill was to offer amnesty to 11 million illegal aliens and triple legal immigration. And in doing so, it would also end the visa lottery. So there's a little bit of truth, a little bit of, you know, a little bit of false in those statements. But I mean, for the most part, they're mostly accurate, I guess you could say. They're just loosely accurate. But my guess would be, though, that if Mitch McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader, were to throw a standalone bill on the floor tomorrow in the Senate that would end the visa lottery, Chuck Schumer would, in all likelihood, oppose that bill.
Well, isn't there legislation in existence right now that's been languishing really off the radar screen, the RAISE Act?
There has been. So there's the RAISE Act that was introduced by Senators Tom Cotton and David Perdue in the Senate that would end the visa lottery, as well as end chain migration, which is another thing that President Trump has talked about and has pushed for. And, of course, the White House has endorsed their bill. And then there's a House version of it that's introduced in the House as well by Representative Lamar Smith from Texas, called the Immigration and the National Interest Act. But essentially, the two bills would do the same exact thing. They're actually companion bills, so they have almost the same language. And for at least the last decade, there has been a standalone bill introduced in the House of Representatives that would end the visa lottery as well. The current one is introduced by Congressman Posey from Florida. He took it over from Congressman Goodlatte, who chairs the House Judiciary Committee, so he gave up control of that bill when he became chairman of the committee.
Just as a quick side note, the terrorist had been living most of the time between Tampa, but most of the time here in New Jersey, and a lot of people seem to neglect that, especially in the northeast part of the state. There is some suspicious radical activity among the Muslim community. Now we have all points looking that Phil Murphy, the Democratic candidate for governor, is going to win this coming Tuesday for Election Day. He's proudly saying that he wants to make New Jersey a sanctuary state. As far as concerns for Numbers USA, what does that proclamation and potential mean as far as your vision is concerned?
Yeah, so the labeling New Jersey or creating a turning New Jersey into a sanctuary state wouldn't have prevented the terrorist attack that occurred in New York a couple of days ago, because as we've talked about, this was a naturalized citizen
right.
who came in legally through the visa lottery. But again, there are other bad actors that come into the country illegally that want to do harm to the United States, and a sanctuary city policy would protect them. So that's why this issue of sanctuary cities we find is so dangerous. Criminal aliens are routinely protected under sanctuary city laws that either cities, states, or counties have passed. So we oppose sanctuary cities. We think they're illegal. We think that current federal law makes sanctuary cities illegal, but we would like to see Congress strengthen the sanctuary city laws even more to make it crystal clear to these states, cities, and localities that, no, we're not going to tolerate, the federal government is not going to tolerate a city simply not cooperating with federal immigration officers. You know, these cities and towns and states, in the matter of New Jersey, they're more than happy to cooperate with the FBI. They're more than happy to cooperate with the DEA. Why do they draw the line with immigration officers? Why that specific section of federal law enforcement are they unwilling to participate with? So it just simply is ridiculous, makes no sense, and of course it jeopardizes public safety.
More about the issues related to the various immigration programs, diversity visa lottery programs, and various other programs that are raising concerns as far as the safety in America. You can learn about this at numbersusa.com and also learn about some solutions that are possible to battle what we see as a consequence of illegal immigration. numbersusa.com. And from Numbers USA, we've been joined this morning by Chris Chmielinski. Chris, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me today.